And patiently waiting on the phone, we have Peter Furs for the Surf's Up Surf Report. Morena, Pete.
Morena, I like that. Patiently waiting.
Patiently waiting.
Look, I'm just about out of energy on this phone, so let's get straight into it. West Coast, 10:38 high tide this morning. It's a 3.2 tide. 4:30 is your low. East Coast, 8:42, a 2.1 tide. 3 o'clock is your low. It's a nor-nor-west at the moment, 17 knots. It's gusting 34, so she's up there. The bays, is, you can just see, it's really misty, one of that misty, wet sort of day.
Mm.
Bay 3 foot, peaks 3 to 4, Blue House 4 to 6. Pines is the same, 90 miles 3 to 4, so it'll be fairly big up your way. Bailey's is 4 to 6, and it's a nor'east still down there. It hasn't swung around to the nor'west yet, and it's very clean and offshore, according to our contact down there. Pihau's 4 to 6 and messy, but it's still offshore down there too. Raglan's 4 to 6, Murawai's 3 to 4, Mangawai's 2 foot and messy, Sandy Bay's 2 foot and messy. Now the low complex that we've been tracking for a couple of days now is now down on the lower Tasman, still on track for the weekend for a good swell. Now the weirdness of the whole thing now is that the swell is doing, it's going wrapped around a low, and it's coming up into the Tasman. Instead of going past us and then coming around the corner, it's going up into the Tasman and coming straight in.
Right.
So it's very close. It's like about a 5 second gap between the swells. So it's, yeah, and that's messy. You know, and here's a tip. What we're looking for is the long gaps. When we start to see it 17, 18 seconds, that's a clean ground swell that we love up here. That's what we want. When it's very close, like 5, 6, 7 seconds, it's usually a wind swell, and it's usually it's just coming off the coast. So today it's very close and very messy. You'd be lucky to get a wave on the west coast or the east coast today, I think.
Right, right. And how long are these northerlies meant to stick around for?
Well, I think they're usually a swing around wind, the northerly. They're not really a wind like the southwest or the northeast. The northeast and the southwest are our prevailing winds. Swing, and they're opposite on that compass. And everything else in between is usually, as the low moves away or moves to us or the high moves, it will be a momentary swing to the north. So I think today, and then maybe it's looking like it may be southwest again tomorrow. So
right.
I think we're on track. I think we've just got to hold our breath and be steady.
Yeah.
And the weekend, I think, is, and we'll be able to tell you what's tomorrow, Thursday. We'll be able to tell you tomorrow a little bit closer, really. But at the moment, messy, messy.
Right, right.
I tried to have a surf yesterday. I didn't have much luck. But the water's not bad. I was quite impressed.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, there must be some global warming because we're getting those sea snakes washing up on our shores.
Wow. Coming down from up north, isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, crazy. Another thing to look out for in the water.
Oh, all right, good. Thank you. Are they the same colour as tuatuas or what's the other shellfish that we're all looking for, the orange ones? What are they, black and white, are they?
The tohoroas.
No, the sea snakes.
Oh, the sea snakes. Oh, no, the brown with a spotted white and black head.
And they're poisonous, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Yeah, but they were washing up in Taranaki, and then they found one just south of Dargaville. So
be careful. Don't be picking them up if you see them.
Yeah, no. I know. All right then. Well, Pete, well, hopefully tomorrow we have some good news.
Yeah, hopefully. You could go for a splash around today, but north-west is not much fun. It's sort of a side one down the 90, really.
Mm.
And it's a direct onshore into the bay and on the points, to a point, but... Not to worry. Nice day to stay in bed. We'll go to work.
I reckon. Awesome stuff.
Thank you, Tangaroa. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Pete.